Matthew Joseph.
Well, here we go.
All right, yeah, let's go.
He's his biggest asset. He's been using it. He always finds himself around the net, and he always goes home. So definitely made a positive impression on the staff. You're looking for guys to step up, and he's continued to do it to this point. So.
How hard are these decisions going to be for you guys before you get to Tuesday?
Well, there's a lot of good hockey players out there, and you know how much it means to them to make the team. And a lot of these guys have been in our organization before, either with us or in Syracuse, and that's everybody's goal, is to represent the Tampa Bay Lightning organization, but they want to do it in Tampa. And you know, you get to know these players in a personal, you have a personal relationship with them, and that's what makes it even more difficult, because you know, you care for the kids and how hard and appreciate how hard they've worked to get where they are. But you know, you're only allowed to keep 23, and so you know, some difficult decisions ahead.
They say they're going to be able to sleep fine over the next couple of days because they have no control. How are you guys as a staff?
We've got one more game ahead of us, and then we have a little bit of break. And you just got to keep evaluating. And not only are you evaluating who's going to be the final group that starts the season with us, but evaluating how we got to get better as a team to make sure the team we do put on the ice is ready to go. And we got a little bit of more practice time coming up here. You know, you're kind of that feeling of training camps coming to an end, and I think everybody is fired up about that. And you know, that comes Sunday, then it's game on, and even though we don't play for a week, there'll be a different feeling, you know, in our locker room regarding our focus towards next Saturday.
Have you seen Volkov kind of develop through this game, and how's your chance to break his work?
Yeah, I put in the same kind of steps that Josh was doing. Volkov has done the same. You can see some pucks are going in for him, and he's got a little nose for the net. Another kid that can skate, and definitely, you know, see him. You know, our first look at Volkov was last year, and he's definitely taking a positive stride. So, another prospect up here.
Louis Domingue, who's probably, you know, not going to get much playing time the next week or two, and also good to see him perform as he did tonight.
Well, he's played really well in a couple games that he's been able to play. Especially his puck handling ability has been exceptional. But he was making the big saves for us when we needed him. And it was kind of a back and forth game, and it was still fairly close. He made some big saves for us, and that's what we needed to do. And that was really good.
That game had a pretty good pace to it, didn't it?
They all have. I thought the game before them, and again tonight. And it was kind of, it was a little warm in there in the arena, but. You know, the start of the periods were tough because the ice was still a little wet, so the puck was sticky. But not only is it with us, but Florida's got a bunch of guys on the hospital team as well. So a couple hundred teams out there in the show.
So do you think that Domingue had some kind of an advantage because he's played this building before and he's in the NHL?
I don't know. Maybe a few people in the stands that cheered for him a little louder, but... it's still, you know, 200 by 85. You know, maybe he's a little comfortable in here, but when it gets down to game time, I don't think guys really feel where they're playing. They're focused in on the game, and that's what it was tonight.
Well, how do you think it's going to be for you guys having Orlando as your ECHL period only an hour or so away by line?
Well, it's great for the organization because if guys need rehab assignments or whatever the nature, it's good that you've got a team right down the road. And the other thing is it just builds your brand as a fan base to have not only, you know, Tampa right down the road, but have Orlando here. And it's nothing but a positive.
Good. Thank you.